Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a presentation of all ages, let me ask, what is the year of your birth?
1960.
1960. All right, perfect. What is the highest level of school you completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I'm a master's degree.
Master's degree, wow, congratulations. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black.
All right. So, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections?
Oh, very likely. I'm voting.
All right. So I'd be almost certain to vote then?
Yes, very certain. I'm voting. I'm not missing my vote unless I'm dead.
Perfect. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of zero?
Very motivated.
All right. How much power do you feel like your vote has to create change in your community? Would you say that you feel like it has zero, as in no power at all, or 10, that has a lot of power?
10.
All right. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the two most important issues for you when voting this year? And the list goes, healthcare, jobs in the economy, climate change, student loan forgiveness, immigration, abortion, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, or criminal justice reform / police violence?
Oh, it would be healthcare and economics.
Healthcare and jobs in the economy, all right. So now we'd like you to rate your feelings on how you feel towards some people or some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 5 means that you feel neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you may feel. And if you don't know or if you've never heard of the people or of the groups, if you could please indicate so. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
10.
Donald Trump.
10.
Kamala Harris.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
All right. If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Were you undecided, or would you not vote?
Trump.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote from the 2024 elections for just strictly president, choosing from Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Republican.
All right. Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Trump.
So would you say it was somewhat better under Trump or much better under Trump?
Oh, much better.
All right. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would you say it makes no difference? So I'm going to read you a short series of statements, and if you could tell me if this would make you much more likely to support them, somewhat more likely to support them, somewhat less likely to support them, or much less likely to support them, or if it makes no difference. And the first one is effective and gets things done.
That doesn't make a difference.
Is too woke.
That doesn't make a difference.
Is honest and ethical.
That doesn't make a difference.
Fights racism and discrimination.
That doesn't make a difference.
I'm sorry, are you saying that doesn't make a difference?
No, it doesn't.
All right, okay, perfect. What about protects abortion rights?
That doesn't make a difference.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
That Doesn't make a difference.
And what about wants to build black wealth?
Doesn't make a difference.
All right. So for each of the following priorities or traits, if you could please rate
them. You know what? You caught me at the wrong time. Can we do this later on, please?
Oh, yeah, for sure. No worries. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.